I'll give you my train whistler. That's the only sensible thing I've done all day, isn't it? Staying in and out of the drain in the rain wasn't too intelligent.
Let's get some soap.
So far, they're setting them up just like I like.
All right, who's first?
Just like we like.
Susan, who do you want to wrestle?
Seems like when American history's been written about American folklore, American music, or whatever, it seems like those people who live those times should be able to know more about it than those who write it sometimes. I don't really criticize people for writing, but I would like to say a little prayer for those who write it and write it wrong, just because they sell a little piece of literature. But 30 years ago, you could have said to me, "Hi, Don, you're one of the bluegrass boys, aren't you? Oh, the next act that's coming out here, the gentleman I'll be telling you about." I could have said yes to that. But almost 30 years prior to that, folks, you could have listened to some Bluebird records or some Montgomery Ward labels, and Monroe's name would have been on there. You'd always remembered that name, Monroe. And the gentleman I have the honor of bringing out there to you with great pleasure from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, is truly the king of bluegrass music. And I say that because I happen to know it, and I've lived it, and I saw it grow. I saw the roots of it. And I always believe that you should give true credit and honest credit to those who helped pave the way, and for people like myself as well. And it's an honor and a great pleasure to introduce to you right now the king of bluegrass music, as we all know it, with bar none, Mr. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.